Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
And now, the home plate umpire in Sunday's game, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB, and I will not accept that insult. I would have done a better job. And there's not many times I look at the pros and go, I could do better than that. I think I could have done better.
Pretty small zone.
I don't know that it was small, just as much as it was just like arbitrary.
Yeah.
You know, small would be giving him credit that he went about, you know.
There was a plan and some consistency.
You know, the greatest, the most notorious unwritten strike zone game in the history of baseball is a Braves-Giants playoff game? It's Eric Gregg.
Oh, LeVon Hernandez?
Yeah, it was a Marlins.
Marlins-Braves NLCS game in 1997.
Where he was calling outside, but he was consistent all day, but giving him way off the plate on the outside part.
Yeah.
And it was just awful. But he was at least consistent. I didn't see consistency here, did you?
No.
You know, because you can adjust and adapt and say, okay, you know, he's given that outside strike. I've got to start using it. I've got to adjust and move my strike zone out there. And that's the big leaguers I've talked to have been like, look, just be consistent. I'll find where your zone is, and then I'll have to pitch around there. I mean, they'd like it to be what is the accepted strike zone, but this was just,
yeah.
No, well, what the hell is a strike? I mean, the one from Junis, you're just like, well, what, where is a strike now? Then I don't know. I get why, or not Junis, excuse me, Moylan.
On the 2-2 pitch.
Yeah, yep. Why, you know, I understand why he got thrown out. You know,
almost the entirety, at least on the Fox track, the entirety of the baseball was in the strike zone. It's like, that's got to be a strike.
Yeah, it like left his hand in the strike zone,
yeah,
and went all the way into the strike zone. And I mean, I was just like, that's like one that you're like, why didn't they hit that over the wall?
Mm-hmm.
But
he compounded it by being touchy. I love a guy though getting run as he's leaving the ballpark.
Yeah.
As the pitcher walks off the mound, done for the day by all rules.
Yes.
You're out.
But you don't get to enjoy the rest of this defeat, yeah, in the dugout.
You don't get to watch the rest of this debacle.
Thanks. I guess. I mean, yeah, it was like, what is the point of this? Let that be a lesson to all you guys that are out of the game. I don't know. But I agree with the comments there you heard in the open. Royals do take 2 out of 3, and it's another successful series, and they keep on keeping on. Certainly, as Ned said, you get the first two, you want to get the sweep. But the Boston Red Sox and Toronto Blue Jays have come into town, and we said going into it, is it schedule-driven, or are they playing better baseball? And after going 4-2 against the Red Sox and Jays, they're playing better baseball.
Yep.
And they look like they're back in it. And let's be honest, there's one question and one question only. We attacked it last night on Sunday Sound Off. Do you buy with this team? And I'm going to tell you that I think a lot of people will look at it and say, well, you know, it's not as good as it was in 15. So make it that good. You know, we expect, and Blair said this last night, Blair Kirchhoff from the Star, you know, he expects it to be a 2014 like buying. And that's something we've discussed, that, you know, where they went out and claimed Raul Baez off waivers, claimed Willingham off waivers. They had to give up something for him because it was after the July 31. What was it?
Yeah, it was the local kid,
Jason Adam. The only reason I know that is because he went to my high school.
Yes.
I would never just remember that factoid.
Except for Jason Adam's a guy that you keep an eye on. Yes, Jason Adam. And then they made the deal for Jason Fraser as well. And it was kind of like, hey, we're going to make the club better, but we're not going to mortgage the future because we think our real window is 15, 16, 17. Okay. I mean, if you're that clairvoyant, I mean, a lot of people thought maybe the window should have been 13 You know, that maybe they were a year late. I mean, there had to have been a sense of urgency, but that's all they did. And I'm going to tell you that, first and foremost, I'm aware that it takes two to tango. You got to have a trade partner. So us getting all fired up here on the radio and, you got to add to this team. You got to go get somebody. Well, there's nobody out there. The asking price is just ridiculous. I mean, kind of your course sometimes is set by what you can do. I mean, I don't want them to give up every prospect they've got for some middle reliever. You got to do something to add to this team. Well, look, if there's nothing to add. Now, the likelihood that there's nothing to add at a reasonable price, no. So this team needs to add, and I'll tell you why. And I pointed this out last night on Sunday Sound Off. In the 18 years leading up to 2013, where the Royals finished 7 games out, they had finished within 13.5 games of first place one time. And that was the magical 2003 season where we think of them being right there to the end. They were 7 out. They were right there about a week into September and fell off a cliff. Mm-hmm. They were 7 games out when it was all said and done. That's the only time in the 18 years. Yeah, in third place. And that's the only time in the 18 years preceding that they were within 13.5 games. Now, I do not expect the cold, dark winter of 2 decades of futility like we saw then. I don't expect that to be the case, not with Dayton Moore running the operation. I expect it to be a better transition. And if they don't see the playoffs for 30 more years again, 29 more years, I think there'll be many more winning seasons. I think I think they are going to make the playoffs. I just don't think this organization is going to go back to the issues that they had. We know that stemmed from the loss of an owner, a committee running it, the new ownership that was either more interested in trying to change the rules of the game of baseball initially, and or just had to find their footing as owners before they took off and I think have become really exemplary small market owners. And I have nothing more to ask of David and Dan Glass right now. They put resources into the team. They continue to exceed payroll expectations. They can't maintain the 11th biggest payroll in baseball forever. And so there'll be a step back. And I get that, and I'm fine with it. And hopefully Royals fans will remember. But when only one time in 18 years were you within 13.5 games of first place, you got to understand that, the rebuilding process was real. And even when they were committed to rebuilding, they still couldn't figure it out for a long time. And I don't like the rules of Major League Baseball right now. One of the things that's working against Dayton Moore and his staff is they can't manipulate the draft and get a first-round talent or what you want to call a centerpiece of a deal in Will Myers in the third round by just spending some extra money. That's gone. You can manipulate and massage the draft a little bit. See the Minnesota Twins. They took a signability kid, 1-1 overall, which sometimes really works out. Carlos Correa, by a lot of accounts, at least at that draft time, was exactly that for the Houston Astros. So that they'd have more money to spread around on other picks. You can massage it a little bit, but it's not like you can say, look, we're going to keep $20 million off the big league payroll, and we're going to spread it around the draft in Latin America. No. There are now limits on what you can spend in Latin America, which sounds good for the Royals, but I don't think is. Because you get a Latin American kid, you're going to run into the same thing. Like, well, if you're not going to give me $2 million more now, then I might as well take this exact same offer to go play for the Yankees or Red Sox where I can cash in more in the big markets. So knowing that the rules of baseball have been, and I think, made more difficult for the small market teams, means for Dayton Moore to repeat what he's done, and the whole story's not written because this team has a chance to get to the playoffs and maybe even the World Series and add a second world championship to it, to do whatever it is this group is going to do by the end of this year, it's going to be harder. It's going to be harder for Dayton Moore. The other thing is he's not picking top five coming out of the chutes. And there's a fan base that's hungry and has real expectations. Well, maybe not hungry, but has expectations. Maybe is spoiled. You might say that the team, the fans were certainly much hungrier in the last go-round. So, look, in those 18 years, not only were they only within 13.5 games once, they were only within, they finished more than 20 out 11 of the 18 years. They finished more than 30 out 5 of the 18 years. And 1 year, 2005, 43 games out. They lost 100 games 4 out of 5 years. Look, I know our mindset has changed.
Which hadn't happened in half a century at that time.
I know that like right now we're like, well, this party's pretty good, but it's not like the 14 September, October party. Because let's be honest, that's what it was. It was August, September, October. It was a 3-month party. And really, it wasn't until September that people started to go, it's going to happen. They're going to go to the playoffs. August was still a debate as to whether or not they screwed it up. Yeah. And should have been making trades. And we were still debating the Will Myers trade.
It was still about how they couldn't win in front of big crowds at home.
Yes.
And then suddenly they completely
flipped. So
how are
they going to win in the postseason?
Yeah.
All well thought out, legitimate beefs and complaints. But then they proved that they could get it done. All right, so the purpose of pointing all this out is you're right there. You're 2.5 games out. If a cold winter is coming, there's at least a fall coming, then when you're 2.5 out, if you have to wait 6 or 7 years to be 2.5 out in June, to be 2.5 out headed into the prime trade deadline seasons of July 4 to July 31, 5 years from now, if you haven't been in this position, are you going to look back and say, I'm really glad we handed off Mike Moustakas for some B-rate prospects? No. Are you going to be really glad that you didn't move Raul Mondesi for an A-level impact player on your 2017 team? No. You're going to say, wait a minute, 2.5 out we were. The revisionist history, all of us as fans and media fatties, have the opportunity to rewrite our opinions years after the fact. Only Dayton Moore in his front office will actually wear the final score. Only Dayton Moore has to wear that they didn't move Edinson Volquez and Kendrys Morales, and they came up short. And that's been our perspective. It's like, well, you should have moved him for something for the future, particularly when the team came out losing. But what has Raul Mondesi given this team this year? What if Raul Mondesi, in addition to not moving Volquez and Morales, had been moved last year for a piece that they needed? Whatever that final piece of the puzzle might have been, maybe you get the impact bat, and maybe that's enough to stay in the race and win it and keep an injured Cleveland Indians team from getting there. And maybe you have one more magical run. Maybe you have nothing more than a division title and another appearance in the playoffs. But that's 3 straight years in the playoffs, man. That's more than what you got. You know, we've spent this whole year while they're losing talking about, well, they should have moved Morales and Volquez, but doesn't it look different sitting here now? Maybe you should have added a piece that would be on the team for 2 more years. Maybe you should have moved. I mean, think it's spring training. When we sat here and talked about the Royals, and in spring training, what was one of the favorite interviews that we had during spring training? It was Josh Stomont.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what has Josh Stomont given the Royals this year? Nothing. Nothing. He has given them absolutely nothing. Now, that's not to be critical of him. It's part of the learning process. It's part of the development. But had you moved Stomont and Mondesi for a piece last year, maybe there was another parade. This team is 2.5 games out now. Yes, only at 500. But I don't think as a small market team, you're allowed the luxury of just kind of going for it. 14 worked out. It did, but if they lose that wild card game, maybe they don't have the same kind of confidence in 15, and they don't get there. And we spend the whole time saying, like, why didn't they add more than Frazier, Willingham, and Ibanez? But 14 gets taped together with 15 as this wonderful 15-month run, and it's all – everything that was done right. Well, maybe not. Maybe you're world champs back-to-back if you move more than what you did in 14. Maybe Gordon's driving somebody in that ties the game against Bumgarner. He's finally out of there in the seventh. Drives in a run on a guy that we didn't add as an organization, if you're Dayton Moore asking yourself this. We didn't add that guy. Maybe we do win it in 14 if I'd have given up more of the prospects along the way.
Or they get a pitcher in the pen who can come in and shut that rally down in game 4 And they come back to Casey up 3-2 and not down 3-2.
Another starter that's better than Jeremy Guthrie, and he throws zeros, and Bumgarner's chasing a deficit the whole time, and it doesn't matter. The Royals are handing it off to the bullpen to finish off the game. My point is this. I don't know when they're going to be 2.5 games out on June 25th and 6th and 7th. Well, no, the others play today, so they're going to be 3 or 2. But I don't know when that's going to be. And so I think it is the obligation of the organization to do whatever they can. If you're going to keep Moustakas and Hosmer going into this final year, then damn, you got to be all in. And I know it's a balancing act, and you don't want to trade what you think is your future shortstop, what you think is potentially your future ace. You don't trade those for just riffraff. But man, if there's a Cueto deal there, tell Carnes and Duffy are back. This team needs that. You know, they could use a real big bat. How about Ian Kinsler? Just taking a shot on a trade that probably won't happen because it's in the division. But if you got to move Raul Mondesi for Ian Kinsler and you finish off this lineup and Whit Merrifield goes to be in the super sub that he can play all over and use those skills to where he's in the lineup basically every single day, giving somebody a day off, your Sunday lineup looks a lot better. Then, man, this is a better ball club. And I don't know when you're going to get that opportunity again. We don't. It's going to come sooner than it did the last time because Dayton Moore's in control. But I know it's scary to think, well, but what are we going to do next year? I don't know. We'll worry about it next year. Ramon Torres all of a sudden looks like, well, we can at least live with that for a couple of years till this organization goes and finds another big-time shortstop. I don't know. To me, what I've seen now going 4-2 against quality ball clubs is they didn't just get hot because of the schedule. The 2-1 against Cleveland and 2-2 against Houston, plus the 4-2 against Boston and Toronto, bookending the 7-2 against bad teams or bad and hurt team. The Angels actually playing decent ball. In fact, I think the Angels are half game in front of the Royals in the wild card right now. So you can really throw that 2 out of 3 with the Angels as they seem to be surviving without Mike Trout. Okay. You lump that in and take that and make it now against contending teams, above 500 teams. They're now 7-3 in their last 10 and bookend that around the 5-1 or 4-1 against the Padres and Giants. Now, this team's real. They're 19-11 in their last 30. They're 7-10 in their last 10. 7-3, excuse me, in their last 10. They are, 12-10. No, more than that. Just looking at it on my phone, one of the things. But I know they're 19-11 in their last 30. That works for me.
Yeah, and they're winning in a variety of fashions, too. They are.
Well, I know they haven't lost a series in June.
Right.
That does include the 2-2 with the Astros.
11-4 in their last 15, or 11-3 in their last 14.
They're for real.
It's pretty good.
So, you know, I think this ball club has responded to the challenge of the hole that they dug. And I think that the front office should also wear the fact that Mondesi wasn't ready. They misjudged that. That was a mistake. Chris Young was cooked. That was their mistake. And those two individual player moves, particularly, and the Travis Wood signing wasn't good. He's shown some signs of life. But that's a big part of what dug this hole. You know, the front office was complicit in that. The guys that are still in that clubhouse, those 23, the other 23 others, they done a little bit better than maybe we want to give them credit for. Gordon and Escobar's struggles contributed mightily to it. But you know, give this group a – I mean, you stuck with them. Give them everything you can. I mean, I don't know if Josh Stomont's going to be any good. I don't know if he's ever going to find the strike zone. Is he Mike McDougal? Is he Dan Reichert? Those were good prospects, highly rated, that could never find either the endurance and or strike zone to where they were effective starters. If what you're moving is Dan Reichert, if what you're moving is Mike McDougal, you're not going to be that upset. I mean, you move Sean Manaea, and he's kind of interesting because he gives up runs, but he doesn't walk guys, and he strikes a lot of people out. That says to me that guy's going to be an absolute stud here pretty soon. Pretty soon he's going to get the last piece figured out, and he's going to be a stud. And isn't any of us going to complain that he's gone?
No.
Because it brought Ben Zobrist. And so, to me, where this team is at right now, you don't just whip up a trade overnight, but if there's a piece that fits that you can add and you got to give up part of the future, you're obligated to do it. You're obligated to the city. You're obligated to this window, and you figure out the rest later. 913-3-810-810, the phone number. We've got Jed. He's going to lead us off. We'll take your phone calls here, 913-3-810-810. A lot coming your way. We're going to talk Royals baseball today. We'll talk some football as well. Aaron Schatz is going to be with us. Schatz. Is going to be with us from Football Outsiders. They rank the greatest offenses, defenses, special teams. I would call the special teams of the last 30 years. I would call it an ode to Dave Tobe.
What? No kidding.
He's on there 7 times. His special teams are on the list. And in 6, he was special teams coordinator. 1, he was like a co-coordinator. 7 times out of the last 30 years.
1 of every 4.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about I continue to be puzzled by exactly how, and you know, there's a piece in the paper today, and there's different reports out there, puzzled on how the Dorsey thing came about. We'll discuss that as well. 2-minute drill coming up in the noon hour. Matt Snyder's going to be with us from CBS Sports, and he wrote the piece on Moose breaking home runs. So we'll talk to him, breaking the single-season home run record for the Royals. We'll talk about that here in the program. But open up with your phone calls. We're talking about the Royals right now, but Chiefs, Sporting, KUK State, Missouri, Royals, always a topic here in the program. Grab a line right now, 913-3-810-810. You're in the program.